turning out to be a hot summer in the UK, and I am sure if you are like me, you are beginning to worry about your crops. Now, more than ever, your plants need you. You may have started to notice that your soil is baked hard. You may find yourself going back and forth to dwindling supplies in your water butts. So how do we save our water? It is never too late in a season to apply a mulch to your plant. Straw, shredded newspaper, and good old-fashioned homemade or shop-bought compost will do the trick. You should then water your most vulnerable plants and apply a deep layer of mulch. Now we come to the thorny subject of how to water. I advise you to ditch the rose in the watering can and the wide-angle spray on the hose pipe. The idea is to water the roots, not the foliage of the plant. You want to be able to make the soil wetter in the base of the plant. You can do this better without a rose or by placing the hose on the bed to reach the base of the plants rather than conducting from above with a spray. I want you to try this at home this evening. Water one of your plants, leave for half an hour, and then gently dig down with your hand, no deeper than the length of your fingers. Is the soil at the bottom of the hole damp? If not, you haven't watered enough. You'll be shocked how dry it is down there. It is best during such weather to water in the late evening. Now we come to the subject of saving water. If you are taking a wash, fill the sink, not the sewers. A good tip for those waiting for hot water to come through is to fill a watering can with the cold water. As soon as the tap turns hot, take away the watering can and use on houseplants or in the greenhouse. I am going to talk about butts. There may be a few raised eyebrows at home at the moment, but water butts are your best friend in the garden. A water butt is something that simply collects water. It doesn't need to be expensive, it doesn't have to be huge, it doesn't have to be stylish. You need to have the right butt for the right space. There is no need on a small balcony to have an old 800 litre water tank acting as a water butt. At Big Row we have 8 250 litre water butts. They are ex-food storage containers. I would recommend that you don't use containers that we use to transport oil or chemicals. There is an adverse health risk here. These 8 water butts give us 2,000 litres of water. If you have a small plot, then you may consider an irrigation system or a seeper hose connected to a water butt. Mains water should only be used in dire circumstances. I am not adverse to hose pipes. I'm asking you to consider how you can collect water from every roof space you have on your plot. If you have a greenhouse, shed or house on your plot, then water should be collected from them before you reach for the tap. We'll be right back.